The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, May 26, 2025. Out here, I told you that we will be at the Bahamas Baptist University College today, being able to launch for the 30th anniversary launching of their great state-of-the-art, really being able to cutting-edge pharmacy that they got going on today. We're here on site, here on location. They really get started at 1 p.m. So if you guys are out there and you want to be able to be a part of a historic event, we ask you to come down here. They got everything available for you. You can be able to sit here. I know that it's 8,624 degrees outside, but they got us tucked away in the cool. I got all my suit on today. My God, I got this necktie on. I say, Lord, if I can combust today, just let me know ahead of time, right? Right? But we're out here. We're having a good time. We're enjoying ourselves. And we want you to be able to be here. In the background, you could be able to hear. This is not the soundtrack or the narration of my life. This is the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Band. And they got everybody out here jamming today. It's going to be a good time. And we want you to be able to join us in this sort of a celebratory moment, right? We should be able to have the minister on. I spoke with the minister last evening, hit him a text, and he said that he'll be here. We can have a quick interview with him to talk about this historic event. So I'm excited about that, and I'm truly excited for the opportunity to be able to talk about these things. Guys, got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located on number 407 Blue Hill Road South. And especially as we're creeping up to the end of the month and the beginning of a new month, you know that you're going to have to be able to get your insurance taken care of. So go and check them out. And don't confine yourself to solely this sort of an idea of being able to get your car insurance. They got some great insurance packages available for you, and you want to be able to do that. So go down there and check them out. The numbers you can call today are 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. And they can take good care of you down there. Just ask for my good friend, Ethric Bowe, or Mr. Richardson, and he'd be more than happy to take care of you in those areas. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Coco Plum Wellness. We talked about this. We talked about this sort of an idea about being able to get the evacuation that you've been looking for. And I just try to be able to give you this idea without being as graphic as possible. But you know, this is about the hydration of your colon and to put yourself in a position where you may be dehydrated. You may have some of these issues, some inconsistency issues as it relates to being able to hit that number two that you've been. So Coco Plum Wellness can be able to take good care of you in those areas. And you want to be able to do that. So you can find out more information about them. Just go www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. And they can be able to assist you in that area also. Or you can call them at 242-445-8111. 242-445-8111. You've been too casual with this sort of an idea to say that, child, I ain't gone for a week. It is. I ain't going for but 5 days, ma'am. You need to stop. Get yourself together and find yourself in a rhythm of health, in a rhythm that you could be able to move and make some things happen. So you want to be able to do that. Got to shout out my good, decent people over there. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them. They're on Village Road, right there, the Village Road Shopping Plaza. You can be able to check them out, and they can take care of you. I've always said to you, don't confine yourself to this idea that solely, all right, I'm out here, and I need a couple of copies for this. I need a copy for that. They can do booklets. They can do this. There are expansive, great opportunities that you can be able to look at and make some things happen in those areas, right? So you want to be able to do that and want to be able to check them out in those areas, all right? So go check them out. They are located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Let me give you the number so you can call them right now, all right? The Da Vinci Printing Innovators number 677-2922, 677-2922. So find out more information about that. And last but definitely not least, I got to be able to shout out my good decent people over at Art Development and Art Construction. They can be able to take very good care of you. We should be able to hear more about them. Avery Lightbourne being able to really agitate and advocate for this idea of conservation and find yourself in the position where you don't just have to be able to go with the traditional concept and idea of rebar for your home, but be able to get something that's long-lasting that in most cases may last longer than your home. So you want to find out more about that. That's Art Development, Art Construction with MST Rebar, and they can be able to take very good care of you. We should be hearing from them this week, Thursday. So we look forward to that and look forward to those particular things. Last but definitely not least, I want to be able to say this. Get yourself prepared for Father's Day. We talked about this already. Get yourself prepared for Father's Day. This morning, we just was able to confirm over the weekend that we're going to definitely be being able to sell all on Carmichael Road just across the street from Cousin McPhee. And they have great, great discounts and percentages off, great products, great access to these particular things for Father's Day. Do not come home in Jesus' name with a bin of crab and say, you wouldn't believe what I got for you tomorrow. He does not want crab and rice. We are sick and tired of crab and rice and the one necktie. You keep trying to re-gift us because we were in last year. You need to stop. Go down to Sell All and get your things taken care of. Guys, are going to be there on June 12th. God spare our lives. So right after the holiday, we're going to kind of slide right into that and make some things happen. So I just got to let you guys know that. Persons are coming now. We're down here again. If you don't know exactly where this is, I don't know the plaza out here where Burger King and Kentucky is. As you're hitting Prince Charles and you're headed, well, Prince Charles runs south, right? North and south. You're headed north, south on Prince Charles and it's off to the left-hand side, just across the street from the plaza, just across the street from the Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Burger King Plaza right there where Super Value is in. You take that left right there, boom, all the way down in that corner in the back there. This is the college and that kind of a space that we've been at and we've been going to for a little while. So we're here, we're jamming today, and I'm grateful to be in your company. Guys, I want to be able to introduce you to someone who has great insight for the overall overarching objective of this particular thing. And she's here with us, being able to sit down with us today. I'm going to let her introduce herself. This is Charlene Sanders. Charlene Sanders. Ms. Sanders, say good afternoon to the people. Let them know who you are. You got to talk a little loud because, you know, they get themselves prepared up to do their thing. But let them know who you are and tell us what our expectations could be today with the Bahamas Baptist University College and this opening of the pharmacy.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello, hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Popeyes is making your pickle dreams come true. For a limited time, enjoy the bold, tangy, and unmistakable flavor of pickles on some of your favorite menu items. Choose from the pickle glaze sandwich, pickle glaze wings, or our crispy fried pickles. Whether you like your pickles crispy or saucy, we've got something for you. So stop by your nearest Popeyes to enjoy the pickle feast today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissant Sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Foundation. The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Pindertal, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Good morning, Howard.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, jamming the way that we are. We're out here with the Bahamas Baptist University College. You can feel the rhythm in the air. We had to stop real abruptly for some technical difficulties. You know that we're out here. And so we got to be able to amplify everything so you could hear this historic event that we have going on. 30 years they're celebrating and they're launching their new pharmacy today. So it's exciting. First time out of the gate, President Dr. Teresa Adderley Smith will be with us later on today to tell us much more about these particular things. You got the rhythm in the air, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to join us as we're going to have a great time down here at the Bahamas Baptist University College. Remember I said to you, it's right across the street from that left that you take, right across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King. So right in that plaza right there, you'll be able to see us. So Charlene, I know it's a little loud, but tell persons who you are. You're going to talk a little loud today and let them know who you are and tell us about this.
Okay. Good morning, Howard. Good morning, the Bahamas. My name is Charlene Saunders. I'm the acting assistant registrar at this great college here. I'm just going to give a little overview. Today, we are celebrating our recently approved programs, which are the LPN program, as well as the Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy by NICOM. But let me give you an overview of our great college. We've been in the system for about 30 years. Yes, PBUC is a tertiary level institution that is approved by the National Accreditation and Policy Council of the Bahamas, NICOM, to offer bachelor and associate degrees along with certificates across the various academic divisions of business, administrative studies, humanities, natural science, social science, as well as nursing. The college continues to maintain a college preparatory program as well. Formerly known as the Bahamas Baptist Community College, we opened our doors on September 1st, 1995. On December 1st, 2020, approval was granted by the National Accreditation and Equivalency Council of the Bahamas, NICOB, to change our institutional name from the Bahamas Baptist Community College to the Bahamas Baptist University College. BBUC is owned by the Bahamas National.
Does that expand your reach? Does that expand, or does that solidify what you're doing from a local standpoint to an international standpoint? Because we saw also the College of the Bahamas take on this position of being able to be identified as a university. What does, is that from an accreditation standpoint? Talk to me about that.
Well, basically, the programs that we offer here are approved by NACOB. And with that being said, persons can also get funding from the Bahamas government through the Assistance of National Tuition Assistance Program through Ministry of Education, Scholarship and Loans Division.
So tell me, continue. I was just asking for the interest, I interjected there, just asking those particular questions in terms of accreditation from a universal standpoint, how those particular things are look. But this has been 30 years. Talk to me about it.
Okay. So we also, apart from being accredited here locally, we also have articulation agreements with universities and colleges, both locally as well as the United States.
Excellent. That's excellent. So what kind of relationships we have? We know that the Baptists are something, especially in the Western Hemisphere, that is an expansive organization, expansive religion, and a lot of persons are being able to reach into that. Do you have any relationships that exist outside of the borders of the Bahamas, let's say within the Caribbean and within the United States of America? Talk to me about it.
Well, in reference of those articulation agreements, the best person to speak on that will be our academic dean, which is Ms. Ferdinand.
Okay.
So she'll be joining the broadcast later on.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. So we want to know about that because we know that you're definitely expansive in your reach, and we know about all these particular things that exist externally. So we're going to be asking more questions about that. I know a lot of persons are interested, especially in this kind of a space where persons are coming out of school. A lot of kids are coming out looking for something else to do. You offer those opportunities. Talk to me about that. Can you tap on that just a little taste?
Oh, yes. I can tell you about our course offerings and programs offerings.
Excellent.
Okay. So one of the great things that I like about our institution, we have highly qualified faculty, we are relevant and affordable NACOB-approved programs. And some of our course offerings entail the programs will be the business programs. I must say, will be like the certificate course. You can get a certificate in accounting office special support professional, business office support professional, customer service professional.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Human resource management office support professional, small business management. So those are certificate courses in the business arena.
How long is your certification courses?
Well, all of our certificate courses in the business is roughly about 12 months.
Oh, 12 months?
Yes, okay, 1 year. Okay. Yes. And we have an Associate of Arts degree in Computer Information System Management as well as Marketing. We have the Associate of Science in Accounting, Business Administration, Human Resource Management, Bachelor of Science in Accounting, Business Administration, Business Administration with Human Resource Management, and Human Resource Management.
Oh, this is excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, if you're looking for something for your kids to do, if you're looking for, I just want to be able to take a little peek at that. If you're looking for something for your kids to do, if you're looking for these particular things as it relates to Business Administration with Human Resources, a Bachelor of Science something, Accounting is Bachelor of Science, Business Administration, Bachelor of Science, and the Human Resource Management. These are Bachelor of Science and the Natural Science programs where they have a licensed practical nurse certificate. You want to be able to get that and find out more information on how you do that. If this is something that you want to do, sometimes a lot of persons feel the necessity to kind of dive in 100%. But you could take these incremental steps and really preparing yourself to be able to step into the career of your choice if nursing is your thing, right? You can be able to take those incremental steps to get yourself certified in certain areas, whether that be accounting, whether that be business, whether that be customer service, right? The professional space in that, whether that's small business management, you can find yourself in a position with an idea you want to be able to go off, right? You remember the commercial that we used to watch years ago? Say, you, sitting right there on the couch. You remember that? I think it was RCDC College. You don't have to figure out what to do externally. There are opportunities that exist locally. If you pursue them, you find out more information. And like Ms. Saunders is saying to us, You could even be able to apply for scholarship grants and opportunities from the government of the Bahamas. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So you must complete the application process with the Ministry of Education Scholarship and Loans Division. Usually their application process is open December 1st and close the ending part of March. But I also recommend that you get in contact with the Ministry of Education Scholarship and Loan Division to confirm those period in which they will be accepting application for scholarships.
Excellent. So, ladies and gentlemen, all the information is not confined. The Bahamas Baptist University College is not a silo institute that they don't have a connection directly into the Bahamas government and other aspects to ensure that you can get the necessary education to be able to take you over the top. But you could find yourself in the position tied in and tapped into all of these entities and find yourself in the position to be able to move forward. So we want you to come down here, want you to find out more information. You can be able to give them a call. Their numbers are available also, 396-8400, 396-8400, to find out more information. Bahamas Baptist. So this is the BBC alumni, the BUT members, the National Security Officers, the JBW, the JPW graduates, the CWS graduates, all these particular persons, they get special discounts. You can't beat that thing with two sticks. So you want to find yourself in the position that you can be able to move forward and make some things happen. So talk to me more specifically about what we can see today. I know, like, we started to go off, you started to give us some information. What can we expect today? Beyond the excitement, beyond the razzle-dazzle that is coming from the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, talk to me about what our expectations are with this launch today.
So basically with this launch today, you'll be able to get an overview of the details in reference to the two recently approved programs by NICOP, which are the license, train, pardon me, LPN, Licensed Practical Nurse Program, as well as the Bachelor of Pharmacy Program. So you will get an overview of those programs specifically later on this broadcast. You'll be speaking with the coordinators of those programs, as well as Dr. Matthew Smith, as well as our college president, which is Dr. Teresa Adley Smith.
So you say the LPN, which is the Licensed Practical Nurse Program.
Yes.
And the other one was?
The Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy.
Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy. Now, I want to know some things. Because when I hear that, I heard other institutions and other persons, especially after this, this kind of a talk socially about what our expectations can be, what our expectations should be, what we can do in terms of being able to access affordable medication or even the accessibility to those particular things, we've been seeing socially some things shift. And so we're going to hear from the minister today and being able to tell us about that. Mm-hmm. But I want to know about the program, or do I wait to ask Dr. Teresa? I want to know about the program's reach, whether or not you're going to have persons in being able to learn hands-on internally within the pharmacy, and then how that will translate on the external to the general public. Are you going to be distributing medicines? Do persons come here and pick it up? I'd like to know about those things. Anything you can tell me, or do I wait?
Howard, I prefer you to wait until Dr. Teresa Adley Smith gave you all of the pertinent information you need to know about the programs. I can basically indicate this. Apart from the program launch itself, the program entails both theory and clinical rotations.
Okay, this is excellent.
Yes.
Okay, so you get a theoretical concept, an idea of what it means to be to deal with the drugs, the dosage, the distribution, all these particular things, and then you get a practical, hands-on approach for distribution and so forth and so on. So this is an all-encompassing program.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
And with the LPN program, it's roughly about 18 months, and our Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy is about 4 years if you're coming full-time. And with these programs, they are established in cohorts. So our first cohort in the LPM program will start June 5th.
This year?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, June 5th, okay. This is excellent. Do you have anybody signed up for that yet?
Yes, you'll be introduced to our first choir today because they are also participating in the ceremony itself.
Oh, this is excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, remember what I said to you. Now, she's giving us sort of the preamp. Ms. Saunders is giving us the preamp of what our expectations can be because the entire thing will be launched at 1 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, I see everyone coming out here. You know, this is a Baptist event. So a lot of persons are coming out here, all those persons from the church and other parts of the Baptist community here in the country. They'll be coming here today, being able to enjoy themselves. You've already seen all the pretty suits and whatnot. So we know they ain't shy on that. So come out today and be able to find yourself in this kind of a position. I think the minister is pulling up now. I'm not sure, but I'm seeing some cars and whatnot come out. We want you to be able to be here and enjoy yourself in these particular things. Got to come down here and see exactly what's what. Because, you know, when persons take incremental steps outside of the formality of government, we don't necessarily have that kind of fanfare associated with it. And we want you to be able to participate. And entities, organizations, individuals decide to be able to do something that's a social necessity and step into a position for growth and development for the country, no matter the fanfare associated with it, you got to look at this and be able to be a participant. You got to be able to understand that for what's happening from a local standpoint, what's happening from a global standpoint, we want you to be able to be in a position where you could be a recipient of great health care. And the Bahamas Baptist University College is providing us that today. Great health care, great opportunities to be able to do some stuff. And we look forward to being able to have further conversations. So you heard about these things. You heard about the courses that they offer. You heard about these things. Maybe you heard about the Bahamas Baptist University College some time ago. Maybe they were heavy on your mind at one point. Maybe you are the recipient of the education in this particular space. I can tell you one thing. I remember when I first came to Nassau and I wanted to get myself certified for Bahama Host. This is where we did it. We did Bahama Host here. And so they've always been a participant, open up to these sort of concepts. I think also they provided facilities for summer programs, for the government summer programs. So they've always been a partner and a participant in what's happening from a local standpoint. And so we're looking for reciprocity today. We're looking for an opportunity that the Bahamas Baptist University College has always been open to these kind of concepts and ideas of being able to assist from an external standpoint. And so we're looking for that to be poured back in today. So come on, guys. We're going to be here launching on 1 o'clock. Live right here at 1 o'clock. We want you to be a part of what we're doing. Come down here and participate in what we're doing, okay? So you can be able to see those things and make those things happen today. Now, before we go for a break, Ms. Saunders, just tell me a little bit more about these things and what else persons should know if they're going to be coming down here or if they're interested in anything that you got to offer.
Well, a part of looking at other opportunities in which to assist our prospective students, we also have flexible payment plans.
What?
Apart from discounts and acquiring a scholarship through the Ministry of Education Scholarship and Loan Division. Some of our other programs.
I got to laugh because I know all of your Negro radar just went up. What? Options on these? Listen, I just got to be decent with you. It's like when you tell people, come to a meeting, man, we're going to be talking about all these things. They wasn't listening. And then you say, we can have refreshments, free refreshments at the back. They say, what? What time it start? Yeah, once we start talking about finances, once we start talking about flexibility, especially in today's economy, this is important. Talk to me about the flexibility.
Well, the flexibility plan will encompass a payment plan, which is stretched throughout the entire semester. So you usually will have like 3 payment options or 3 payment dates. And we.
So I can't pay you like I pay. My rent. I can't pay you on a month-to-month basis. Give you only $300 a month. Talk to me about it.
Okay, usually once you already get your student bill.
I'm working for you.
Yes, the business office will work with you. And, of course, our payment plans are flexible based on the needs of the student. But we have a general payment plan structure which encompasses.
I like that, Ms. Saunders. You're saying to me, even though we have a general concept, we're willing to work with you based upon your situation and your desire to be able to get this education, your consistency. Talk to me.
Yes, Howard. Yes, we
look,
are.
I'm here with your pockets jingling. Make sure you pay your bills. Amen.
Yes, we will work with each and every one of our students to make sure that they meet both their financial as well as their academicals throughout the entire semester.
Excellent.
Okay. Anything else you want me to speak on?
I want you to speak about everything. Let people know you're in the administration office open.
Yes.
Let them know, because we've been listening in for the celebratory event, but, you know, a lot of our kids are coming out of school now, and it's almost, I just watched a movie last night. I started watching the thing. I watched the whole thing. Me and my wife sitting down watching it. Something about love, what love's got to do with it, right? It was really about this sort of an idea about being able to get assisted, get your assistance in being able to find a match for your future, right? One time ago, we would have identified as, what we call it, when Grammy said that she was betrothed. But now people are seeking assistance, and I'm feeling that, you know, with teenagers that I have, I feel like a system to get to their potential, a system to get to their future. So there are parents that are listening in now who recognize the talents that exist in their children, but their children may still be in this sort of a wandering space to find out, well, I don't really know what I want to do, but we've seen your skills and how you develop over the years. So for all those parents, let them know how you could be able to get more information for the Bahamas Baptist University College, how they could be able to certify those particular things, how they can get information of certification, so forth and so on. Tell us the administration office, what time it opens, and we could assist our children to get to productivity. Because other than that, Daddy, I could borrow a little $20. Daddy, I need $200. It's too much. Go out there and find something to do. And I think that the Bahamas Baptist University College is offering a great opportunity. Those desirous of getting into areas such as nursing more specifically, because that's a hot commodity now. That's a hot commodity, not just locally, regionally, internationally, especially after COVID-19. A lot of persons want to find themselves in the position where they're productive in this field, and it's a lucrative field. And you can get your certification and your qualifications right here on the island of Nassau in the Bahamas. You ain't got to travel far off for that. You can do that right here locally. That's an excellent thing. Okay, so give them the numbers one more time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the minister just pulled up. We're going to be interviewing him really quickly to be able to talk about these particular things. That's Wayne Monroe that's here. So we're waiting on the Minister of Health, which is our Minister Michael Darvo, who's the Minister of Health and Wellness and Member of Parliament for Tall Pines. We're going to have a good conversation with him. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Popeyes is making your pickle dreams come true. For a limited time, enjoy the bold, tangy, and unmistakable flavor of pickles on some of your favorite menu items. Choose from the pickle glaze sandwich, pickle glaze wings, or our crispy fried pickles. Whether you like your pickles crispy or saucy, we've got something for you. So stop by your nearest Popeyes to enjoy the pickle feast today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? No matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art fun. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, and all of my government clothes and my last name with formality today and my haircut as the sun glistens down on us. We're celebrating a 30 years of consistency, of persistency, of this sort of an idea for growth and development and commitment with the Bahamas Baptist University College today as they launch not only their pharmacy, but there's sort of an idea of being able to step into the unknown with great expectations to do something wonderful. I'm sitting here with none other than Charlene Sanders, who's the acting assistant registrar, being able to talk to us about these particular things. And I'm grateful for her. She's doing a wonderful job. I got to say that to her live. You're doing a wonderful job, and I'm grateful for that. So tell us about those things. You started to tell us about these things. We're waiting on the minister, ladies and gentlemen. So as soon as the minister shows up, Minister Michael Darville, being able to talk to us about that, we'll be able to pull him on as quick as possible. And remember, we're going to be kicking this thing off at 1 p.m. So if you're out there and you want to be able to get that, I think we have a couple seats available for you. If you want to be down here, we are on Prince Charles Highway, right? Prince Charles, you just go down south on Prince Charles, you're going to be able to take I think this is run east and west, eh? Prince Charles is run east and west, eh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, all right. So, you're headed south, right? So was that east? Oh, God, I don't even know which direction I sit in right now. Okay, good. Anyway, when you get on Prince Charles, right across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King, you're going to be taking that left right there. We're way down in the back there, tucked away in the corner. You can be able to see that great facility. They got everything available for you, so you can be able to do that and be able to make these things happen, all right? So we're here with you, Ms. Saunders. Talk to us about these particular things and let persons know that they could come down. Is it too late for me to register my children for anything right now?
For the fall semester, no. But for our summer semester, yes. Okay. So if you're interested in attending our college, the first step is to go and visit our website, which is www.bbuc.edu.bs.
Was that to me again?
www.bbuc.edu.bs.
Yes.
Okay,
no problem.
So once you get onto our website, you're going to see on the upper right-hand side of the website, the Apply Now tab. Click onto that, and that will take you to our application.
And so after we get to the application, it's sort of a straightforward process based on the information, being able to fill it out.
Yes. It just requires your general information at first, the first page, and then it'll populate to the application where you now give specific details and just submit everything and upload the required documents. And our admission team will reach out to you in reference to your application after submitting it.
That's excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, you find yourself in this position. Okay. Now I see the minister is here, and we could be able to do that. I'm hoping that we have enough time to be able to have a quick conversation with him and talk about these particular things. But we're here, and we could be able to get those particular things. Let me see if I can get somebody to be able to kind of signal the minister to be able to come over to us and have a good conversation with him, right? Just let him know that we're available. We're ready for him to be able to jam. Right?
Okay.
All right, so we're here, guys, and we want to be able to talk to us. So let us know, Ms. Sanders, just before we get the minister on, let persons know that you've been churning out and really pushing out top-quality students for the past 30 years. Whatever reservations that persons have about whether or not they get in this or whether or not they shouldn't get in this, talk to us about that, the consistency, the high level of sort of a return on investment for fathers and mothers and whatnot who give our monies to these things. What can our expectations be after this?
Well, definitely, most persons who know our graduates come from the School of Education. And I must say, our education program consists of certificate course, an Associate of Arts degree, as well as a Bachelor of Education degree. The Certificate in Early Childhood Education, we also have the Associate of Arts in Early Childhood Education, Associate of Arts in Primary Education, Bachelor of Education in Early Childhood Education, and Bachelor of Education in Primary Education. Another program that we also have at our university college will be include the Associate of Arts in Law and Criminal Justice, Psychology and Sociology, Public Administration, and lastly, our Theology and Religious Studies program includes a certificate in Biblical Studies.
And certificate program for theology?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. All of y'all want to be pastors. Nothing about me. All of y'all in the barbershop who try to, you're honest to God, you can do this. They have a diploma program for biblical studies. This is excellent, ladies and gentlemen. They have a diploma program for biblical studies, and they also have a certification for biblical studies. You could be able to get into this. Yeah. They, you know, sometimes we look over these particular things, but this is the core of what they do here at the Baptist University College. This is an institution that is rooted and grounded in faith, and their commitment and their convictions in faith and biblical values is something that's going to be able to come out. And these are one of the things that I personally have been looking for. If my children is going to be able to do these particular things, I've always looked for elements that can be able to keep them rooted in faith and make them to understand exactly what's what. You don't have to go far for that. Right here at the Bahamas Baptist University College, they can be able to offer you that right now. It's an amazing thing.
Yes, and one thing I like about our institution, we can be your second choice in getting your academic goals achieved. Sometimes we may not be the best of persons in high school, not get the BGCSEs, but that's where our college preparatory program comes in. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about it is once you matriculate through our college preparatory program and complete it successfully, you now can get the BGCSE equivalency through NAGOP.
Really?
Yes,
so
sir.
So college prep will give them access to be able to do these things. Are your credits transferable in the event that I want to do 2 years here and transfer my credits someplace else? Are they transferable?
Our credits are transferable. Institution or university have their guidelines in which they will conduct their credit of transfer. So again, once you leave our institution, it's always important that the other institution you're thinking about going to make sure that they are willing to accept our credits. The process is easy. Just apply for an official transfer to be sent to that receiving institution. And once they receive your official transfer based on their policies in reference to transfer credits, they will determine whether the courses that you would have taken with us can be transferred into their program or their university.
Okay, this is excellent. Well, I want you guys to know exactly where we are in the program. It's going to be a very short program from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So they have everything. It's going to be starting on point. So this ain't going to be one of those things that you feel like you could get here at 1:35 yet. They got everyone in place, including the ministers. So you want to be able to get down here for 1 p.m., and they're going to be able to launch the entire thing and kick it off with an opening and the welcome. They got the prayer. They got the national anthem. They got everything set up for you. The official welcome is going to be given by Dr. Mateo Smith. The remarks are going to be brought by Reverend Delton Fernanda, who's the president of the BBMCE, the EC. And the remarks are going to be brought by Reverend Dr. William Thompson, who's the Chancellor of Education. They're going to have all these particular things laid out. And the keynote speaker at 1:25 will be brought to you by Dr. Teresa Adley Smith. We're going to be able to go live with that. And then right after that, Dr. Michael Darville will be speaking right after that for just about 5 minutes. So we got the entire thing laid out. We want you guys to come down here if you're going to be doing that. If not, you definitely be able to stay tuned in. And we're going to be talking about this as we have none other than the Bahamas Baptist University College as they kick off their pharmacy and they find themselves in the space to be able to make some things happen. We still got a couple minutes before we get out of here, so we got good time to be able to talk about it. Seems as though we are on time with everything. To be able to find out again where we are, if you're headed east on Prince Charles and you find yourself in that position, you're going to take that left from headed east, then you're going to head south, okay? If you're headed east, you're going to take a left when you get to that plaza that has Super Value, the Burger King and Kentucky in it. You're going to left the and you can be able to find. And you're listening in right now, and you want to find yourself in the position where you could be able to get more information about the great courses that they're offering and the opportunities, you can give them a call at 396-8400. That's 396-8400. You don't got to go far for faith. Action. You don't got to go far. There's sort of an idea to be able to take you over the top. You can come right here at the Bahamas Baptist University College as we get ourselves prepared to be able to celebrate 30 years right here in this space. We want to see you guys down here. They're going to have an introduction by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force being able to do these particular things. So all the ministers are in place. Expect this to start on time. Expect this to start on time. Always, we love to see you here on time. We don't want you straggling in. Everybody can see you rushing in on your car. Don't do that. Find yourself in the position where you're in place on time. So come down here now and get yourself taken care of in those areas. I want to thank you so much, man, Ms. Sanders, for being able to sit with us and be able to have this kind of a conversation.
It was my pleasure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do this. We're going to let you hear a couple minutes of this particular thing, and then we're going to head off to our news break. Right after the news break, we should be back. What's going on? And you should be able to hear at least the welcome will be over, like I told you, and we can be able to get into that. It's going to be a quick thing, but it's going to be a historical thing. We want you to be a part of it, and we want you to be able to see exactly what's going on here. So just you can hear these things, and then right after that, we'll take you right out to a commercial break. Well, the news break, and after that, you'll be able to get introduced to what's happening in this very quick ceremony as we celebrate what we're celebrating.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We're still down here jamming in the midst of summer. That's how it feels. 3,428 degrees. Praise God. It's hot as hell out here, and we got all of our jacket and everything on. You know, this is a Baptist event, so everybody come with formality and whatnot, but this is a really historic event. This is something that's absolutely wonderful, guys. We're down here. We want you to be able to come and join us. We are at the Bahamas Baptist University College right here on Prince Charles, just as you take the left across from that plaza right there. We're here. We're celebrating. They're getting ready to go. I think they're praying right now, trying to be very quiet as we do these particular things. But we're here with none other than Member of Parliament for Torrey Pines and the Minister for Health and Wellness here in the country, none other than Dr. Michael Darville, being able to talk to us about this. And this is something that he was telling me a little offline that he's extremely excited about. Doc, good afternoon. Say good afternoon to the people out there and tell them your excitement for this event.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. I'm so glad to be here at Baptist. Hello.
Yeah, you should be on.
Yes. Hi, Bahamas. Dr. Darville here. I'm proud to be here at Bahamas Baptist University, part of an initiative that the Ministry of Health and Wellness is putting on in collaboration with this fine institution. On coming to office in 2021, we realized that there was a shortage of healthcare professionals. And so other than the University of the Bahamas, we decided to partner with colleges, reputable colleges, accredited colleges in the country, and Bahamas Baptist University College is one of the finer institutions. And we have been working very closely with Dr. Smith. The curriculum was developed. It was approved by NACOB and fully accredited. And so today, I'm so pleased to be here, where I would make the announcement that 50 students will be joining Bahamas Baptist to be a part of this associate degree program that will train clinical nurses to be a part of the healthcare system. Another interesting program that we have developed with Bahamas Baptist University College is the associate degree in data information technology. As you are aware, the Ministry of Health and Wellness is digitizing our platforms, our clinics, and our tertiary healthcare facilities. And we're going to need Bahamians trained to be able to handle the digital software and provide these services that would make life easy for those who are part of our healthcare system. So as I'm here today, Howard, I'm so pleased because now I realize the areas, the room is filling up, and we're getting started. I see all of the pastors and all of and so it's exciting.
I want to talk to you about this. When you initially came into office in 2021, coming out of COVID-19, you know, almost kind of on the heels of what was happening, not necessarily out of all the restrictions, there was this kind of deprivation, a lull that existed, a gap where we needed healthcare professionals. Was this a part in terms of being able to introduce this cutting edge concept and really partner with other particular institutions, like you started to say, to find ourselves in the position where we don't have to deal with that no more? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, Howard, what's really interesting about that question, on coming to office, we found a healthcare system that was bombarded with many challenges brought on by COVID-19. We found infrastructure that needed development. We found healthcare professionals who have been recruited abroad. And we found the system tagging along. My job was basically to come in, make the assessment, start the infrastructural upgrade. And I make it very clear to the Bahamian people that we started in the primary healthcare area, where I'm currently renovating a vast majority of clinics throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We also made a commitment to construct two new state-of-the-art hospitals. You being from Grand Bahama, the hospital is already started, and I'm about soon to make an announcement at a new tertiary healthcare facility in New Providence. But these facilities are good. You must also take into consideration that the facilities are only as effective as the manpower resources that work in them. Mm. And so our job is basically in the initial phase and start training as we move forward. And so what you're seeing here today is the government's agenda for training healthcare professionals to fill the spaces that would exist in all of these new renovated healthcare facilities, making life easier for Bahamians, accessibility of services more readily available, and to have better clinical outcomes with many of the programs that we have initiated from 2021 to the present day.
I got to commend you. I got to commend your administration. I got to commend the government. A lot of persons say, oh, how would you push back? I think it's important that we are in this position with transparency and being able to identify the things that are happening. If it goes contrary to the national position for growth and development, we got to say so. But if it's in line with and in accordance with what we have to do as a nation, with providing opportunities for our students, our children, I got to commend you. And I think that this is a great opportunity for all those persons, especially how you don't necessarily have to pay for some things. You could find yourself in the position to get these things done. I got to commend you, got to commend your administration. And I'm hoping that this is a sustained effort and it actually can be able to touch a great more institutions for that public-private partnership that we've been looking for.
Yes, I'm so pleased that the government, by way of the cabinet, has allowed my ministry to access $1 million to begin the necessary training for healthcare workers. As it stands right now, the funding is available for the training of 100 trained clinical nurses, 25 in informatics, and we're about to extend those programs to other data management programs with other colleges that are accredited by NACOP in this coming budget cycle. And so I look forward to doing more for training because I believe Bahamians should be the ones who would benefit from the new improved healthcare system and young Bahamians to be a part of the development and growth of the healthcare system across the country. And so these scholarships are 100% covered by the Ministry of Health and Wellness. And what's so interesting about it, Howard, is the fact that all of our students will be stipend over the 2 years as the programs continue so that we can make sure that they have access to uniforms, they can do transportation, and they can have resources in order to sustain themselves while in school. So this is the new paradigm in healthcare training, and I'm so glad to be the minister at this time and thank the Cabinet of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for this opportunity to begin now to train healthcare professionals that will fill the spaces in our healthcare system.
Okay, so they're going to stand for the national anthem and being able to do some things. That was the Royal Bahamas Defense Force being able to show us their skills and what they got to do as it relates to being able to show homage to the country. Guys, we're out here. We want you to join us. We told you that this event will be very quick, very quick. It will not be a prolonged event. It'll be done at 2 o'clock. So by the time as we're done broadcasting, they'll be done wrapping up. But we're here with none other than Minister Darvo, Michael Darvo, being able to talk to us health and wellness and telling us about those things. We got to give you a recommendation or kind of be able to give you the kudos necessary for your administration and your ministry, more specifically, for all that you've been doing, my listen to me. We've been trying to figure out a way that whether or not we've been looking for consistency, but we're looking at this here. looking at this administration and saying, there could be some things that's happening. We want to find out more information about you when you get a chance to tell us about whether or not there's going to be some other clinics in the Family Islands and some other things like that. So we want to invite you on to come and talk with us. I can let you go off to the event now, but we want to invite you on to talk with us about everything that your ministry has been doing up to this point.
Thanks, Howard. It's good to see you, and I look forward for us having a longer conversation where I can sit down, where I have sufficient time, where I can explain what's happening in the Department of Public Health, what's happening at the PHA, what we're doing in NHI, speak a little bit about what we intend to do in the upcoming budget. I'm about to make some announcements that I believe will prove that we have been working diligently to get the healthcare system up and running to the extent where the Bahamian people can be satisfied. We still have challenges, and these challenges will be addressed. Nothing has happened before its time.
Yeah.
And as I go to speak at this particular event, I want the Bahamian people to know that we at the Ministry of Health and Wellness are working diligently to address many of the challenges that currently exist in the system. And we intend to do our endeavor best to improve delivery systems, not only in New Providence and Grand Bahama, but throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I thank you. I encourage everyone to come out and to learn exactly what we're doing, particularly with opportunities for young Bahamians to be a part of healthcare delivery systems and to benefit from some of the training that's going to be made available throughout the country. I thank you. God bless you. And I hope you tune in to all of the dynamics of this particular event that is taking place here at Bahamas Baptist University College. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Dr. Darville. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Dr. Michael Darville, Member of Parliament for Tall Pines and Minister for Health here in the country, Minister of Health and Wellness, and being able to do that. It's always wonderful to be able to see him, to be able to talk about those particular things. Always good to be able to have those conversations with him. So I'm grateful for that, grateful that he is here. I see some other persons in. We're going to see if we can try to squeeze in more persons to have a conversation. It seems as though that we're going to be in the season of ribbon cutting and celebration. I think as we get deeper into the summer months, I hope you guys get your dresses and whatnot to be able to stand up to these events and really give celebration and a sort of recognition for the movement that's happening in this country. Now, I never want to make these things political. Talk about national growth and development, and it's important that we do that. And I guess we got to get in where we fit in, and I think this is where we fit in. And so I'm grateful to be able to have this conversation, always grateful to be able to talk to Dr. Darville and being able to do that, right? I got to give him condemnation. I got to give him his kudos, rather, for this sort of an idea and his accolades. Because he's been talking to me about it offline and saying what he's done and his commitment to these particular things and his conscious, deliberate efforts to being able to see transformation in these areas. And he's done that. And he's done a tremendous job in being able to do that. So I'm grateful that he's being able to do that. Now we're here in this kind of the part of the program where we have the welcome. It's a little after one. We have the welcome. We've already gone through those particular things. And we're here now to be able to talk about that. So Dr. Mateo Smith is giving us the welcome right now. And we're still open, guys. If you're kind of tipping in, put your Baptist finger up and come in. We're right here on the southern side, right? So headed east on, if you're headed east on Prince Charles, you find yourself in the position, Chairman, to be able to find Prince Charles. You're in that position, bam, you head south right after that, all right? So go towards the plaza where there is Burger King in Kentucky, right there in the plaza where Super Value Burger King Kentucky is. Then you can take that quick left right there. That's the Bahamas Baptist University College. You can be able to come down there and enjoy yourselves with us in this kind of event. Don't worry about that. They got hydration down here. They got everything available for you as it relates to being able to find that you could be able to keep hydrated in this time. So come down here and check us out. We're here live on location, enjoying ourselves as we celebrate 30 years with the Bahamas Baptist University College as they now launch a state-of-the-art program, an opportunity for about 50 nurses, Dr. Darville says, 50 nurses to get into a program that's already taken care of. They're getting stipends, they're getting this, they're getting taken. Man, listen to me. This is absolutely wonderful. and they're opening up their pharmacy simultaneously. So we're grateful for that, grateful to be able to talk about these things. We're here to be able to see your face, to squeeze your neck if you're coming down here, to be able to enjoy yourself with us. But right now, we're going to take this quick commercial break. Dr. Fernando is Delton Fernando, Bishop Fernando. He is at the podium now, being able to give his remarks and being able to do that, right? So we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Inventory warehouse clearance sale and tent sale Friday, May 30th and Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For the best deals you will find, shop BWF for the biggest sale of the season. Great savings, great prices. Up to 50% off pre-inventory warehouse clearance sale Friday, May 30th and tent sale Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on in while supplies last. Grab your bargain today. Great deals and awesome savings. Savings include appliances, hand and power tools, generator, compressors, and water pumps, welding supplies, automotive and hardware supplies, lawn and garden supplies, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, bedding and bath supplies, junk canoe and craft supplies, floral decor, and so much more. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Live and in full effect. I told you, we're down here, we're jamming. The place is ram-stacked, packed. I don't see a seat available in the place, but you got standing room. You got nothing but standing room. You can come out here and still be able to enjoy yourself. We're tucked away in the cool, so I know it's 8,000 degrees outside, but we're tucked away in the cool, so don't worry about that. The back of your neck ain't a burn today. We're going to be able to get you taken care of. So come down here and enjoy yourself with us as we continue to be able to look over this event, right? 30 years, man. This is an excellent thing, an excellent opportunity. And the enthusiasm that came from the Ministry of Health for this particular prospect, this concept, this idea of preparation is a wonderful thing. We're down here at the Bahamas Baptist University College, being able to celebrate with them 30 years, as they're down here being able to talk to us about these things. It's a wonderful thing, man. I got to be able to give them this sort of the kudos, the accolades. I got to shower them with it because, you know, sometimes we just sit down in this kind of a posture and wait for somebody to show up for us. They've taken this kind of the bull by the horn in conjunction with a partnership from the Ministry of Health and the government of the Bahamas. They've taken this kind of a task and really been able to perform. I always like to talk about these things and always like to be able to talk about movement that's happening in our community. So I'm grateful for it. Grateful for you guys. If you're going to come out here, we want to be able to see you down right now and be able to see these things. Come down here right now and see exactly what's going on. Be a part of an historic event as we're doing these things. 30 years. And they're going to be opening up a pharmacy and put persons in strategic positions to prepare them, not only with a local certification, but this is something that you can be able to be identified for, from a regional standpoint. So find yourself in the position. If you want to come down here, please do so. And enjoy yourself with us as we're down here, right? Got to celebrate that. Got to celebrate those persons that are being able to find themselves to move forward, right? Let me see if I can be able to get. Let me see if I can be able to get someone to be able to sit with me and talk to me about these things. As you get that, he tried to run, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to none other than Dr. Mateo. How you pronounce it? Mateo Smith. He's my cousin. That's my granddaddy, far distant family. Dr. Smith, talk to me about it. Introduce yourself. Let persons know who you are. And tell us about this groundbreaking event.
Well, my name is Mateo Smith. I am here at BBUC as one of the directors of admissions. This is a significant milestone for the institution. Of course, you know, Howard, that UB has been one of the centered focus when it comes to nursing. This is the first time this particular institution has launched out to something like this. With our students being trained as licensed practical nurses. And not just that, but our students also will do the 5-year bachelor's degree program for pharmacy. And you can see the need in our country when it comes to pharmacy and nursing. And I feel that this is a great opportunity that these students are moving towards. And the fact that our Minister of Health has now seen this tremendous need in the healthcare system, because there's a lack. And now we're adding to that. For sure. The thing is now, our students will take national examinations, not just that.
Has there been an influx of persons being able to come to this after COVID-19? We found a lot of persons. There was a lack in our healthcare system. There was a lack. There was a lull. There was sort of an exodus. A lot of persons are taking on opportunities elsewhere, and there wasn't the kind of training that we want. We heard the Dr. Darvo being able to say that they pour strategically and specifically. They identified finances to pour into this. Have you seen persons running towards a program? Talk to me about it.
Oh yeah. In the last, working in the admissions office means that first of all, students have to come to my office in order to be admitted into the institution. From when the program launched itself, I can tell you, seeing applicants, over 500 applicants, it was really just mind-blowing, because you've seen so much person now trying to get involved with the program. As you said, after COVID, there has been a loss into our healthcare system as folks have been trying to get out. But seeing the program itself and knowing what's happening here, many students are actually flocking to the institution daily trying to get a part of the program. In fact, just last week, we had about 300 persons who just brought all their stuff in trying to get into the program. Again, like the minister said,
so you can expect more people because these last minute people.
We have sometimes it can be last minute, but we know for a fact that we will see a whole lot more persons that will come in. As the minister said, they have poured the resources into BBUC to ensure that we are training healthcare professionals. And this is a great opportunity. That the fact that the Ministry of Health is partnering with you to fund your education, I think that we need to be more serious persons who believe in themselves to get it done.
And I was saying a little earlier, it's important that, you know, we don't necessarily have to wait on our children to wake up with an epiphany one morning and say, oh, I think I want to be a nurse. Oh, I want to be a doctor. I think it's time for us to be able to identify the talents that exist in our children and pair them with our industry and pair them with an organization and pair them with sort of a course that can be able to find them beneficial for themselves and for the community. And I think that this is one of those programs so as parents, if you're out there and you're listening in and you have a 17-year-old like me who is trying to figure out what they're going to do next and where they want to go, hey, listen, I think we should be able to kind of grab the bull by the horn and say, give consideration to this. Call them and get the information. I think the number here is
396-8423. That's our admissions office.
8423.
396-8423.
Okay, praise
God. Email us at admissions@bbuc.edu.bs. We are here from 8:45 in the morning up until 5:30, 6 p.m. And with all the influx that are coming.
You may be here a little later.
A little later than that, yes.
But they ain't going to answer the phone. They like the bank.
We are always here and ready to help. And at any time, we're telling folks, come on down, get involved.
Come on, guys, and find out more information about these particular things. I think that, especially knowing with the maturity that we have as an adult, as adults, it's important that we understand that we've seen the ebbs and flows of the world. We've seen the way that the world sort of meanders and moved away from this sort of an idea that you can do something based upon what you feel. To hell with that. Come down here, figure these particular things out, find it a good place to be able to put your young man, your young daughter, and find them in the course for growth and development right here in the country.
If I could mention just one more thing, Howard, a part of the prerequisites for the program is that we require students for the pharmacy to have six BGCSEs, which one inclusive of physics. Now, for the nursing students, you need at least 3 to 4 BGCSEs. Now, if you don't have your BGCSEs, you can do college prep.
So you're offered college prep.
College prep is offered here, so that means that you still have the opportunity to get a part of the program.
All right, so don't be afraid, guys. For you may not necessarily have been awoken while you was in high school, so you might have been messing around, but there's an opportunity for revival, for redemption, for realignment, to find yourself in the position of growth and development and being able to get on the course for real action to make some things happen, not only for yourself, but for the legacy of your future. So let's be able to do that and find yourself in this position that we can be able to do that. Dr. Mateo Smith, I want to thank you so much for being able to be here, my brother. All right, got to shake his hand. He looked mad familiar. I tell him I know him from somewhere, but I can't remember where. All right, but he's here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be able to take this. I'm going to take this. All right, so we're going to go right now. All right, we're going to take a quick break, very quick break. All right, and when we get back, we're going to be able to hear the keynote address. No. She's coming on right now, so we won't take a break. Let's not take a break. She's coming on right now, and we'll be able to hear that. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to be able to introduce you to our keynote speaker this evening, who is the president. She's the president of the Bahamas Baptist Union of University College. She's the president. She's none other than Professor Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, and she's going to be bringing her remarks and being able to talk about those things. So we're excited about that and excited about being able to hear these things. They're having a nice little sort of a chime and things that are happening right now. So we want to be able to put you in a position that you can be able to hear everything. We got all those things taken care of, and we're going directly to our microphones and be able to do that. So right after, we would have been able to hear You Raise Me Up. This is my grandmother's favorite song. She's get, you know, very much. But right after we hear the introduction for these things, the instrumental for this, we're going to be able to go to her and find out her keynote and find out the position that we have and make some things happen. Always grateful to talk about it and always grateful to be able to do these things.
The future is here, right here at Bahamas Baptist University College. Today, we fulfill our mission to provide quality education, foster leadership, and build partnerships. Good afternoon, everyone. BBUC is not waiting for opportunity. We are building it. BBUC is not watching the world evolve. We are leading the way forward. And today, as we celebrate the launch of groundbreaking healthcare programs, I am filled with gratitude, pride, and hope for what lies ahead. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. A few years ago, I returned home with a dream. I didn't know exactly where that dream would take me, but I know I wanted to make a difference in the field that I knew best. Healthcare. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. The dream led to launching the first patient care technician program in the Bahamas, to strengthening the chain of survival throughout the nation in CPR and first aid, to developing the first Bachelor of Nursing program that has made our Bahamian nurses globally competitive and locally impactful. When I took on the role as the 7th president of this institution a little over a year ago, I was greeted by Reverend Philip McPhee and his team. He embraced me warmly as I shared my vision. I spoke about restoring University College's foundation, rebuilding academic integrity, and opening doors to Bahamian students. And Reverend Mackey in turn shared his heart, his dream, keeping Baptist great. It was in that sacred moment that two dreams met and this moment began. And today, that shared dream continues even greater, with a greater impact, through the steadfast support of our esteemed Chancellor, Reverend Dr. William Thompson, and the visionary leadership of the president of this convention, Reverend Dr. Delton Fernanda, and the foundational encouragement that I received from Reverend Philip Mackey. Together, these three men, along with my now deceased brother, Reverend Nick Hepburn, believe, just like our founder, Dr. C.W. Sanders, in the power of education. They stood with me and prayed with me, along with my pastor, Reverend Shelton Higgs, and my mother, who is present with me today, Reverend Telsine Sims. They inspired me in the direction that we are today. Their collective belief in this institution could become and gave me the courage to press forward, and it is in their honor that we rise. Certainly, this moment would not have been possible without the leadership of our partners at the Ministry of Health and Wellness. I especially wish to thank the directors of nursing, Sister Gina Dean and Genevieve Johnson Jackson-Bow, as well as the Nursing Council Chair, Mrs. Patricia Miller-Brown, and the Pharmacy Council Chair, Mr. Robert Sands, and their team for their support, guidance, and commitment to national healthcare advancement. Let us not forget the people who carry the heartbeat of this institution day after day. The dedicated staff who remain faithful even under uncertain circumstances. From the security at the gate, Mr. Pratt, to Ms. Ambrose, Sanders, Storr, and Dean in the Bursar's office, to Ms. Cartwright, Marshall, Miriam Sands, and Dr. Ms. Taylor Smith in admissions, to Vanessa and Mrs. Dr. Marisa Mason-Smith in human resources, and Mrs. Allison Roll in academics. Your roles are not background, but they are foundational. And to our Dean, Mrs. Ferdinand, department chairs and faculty across nursing, pharmacy, and technology, your commitment and belief in our students is what turns vision into reality. You are building a new era of Bohemian education, one lecture, one lab, one life at a time. And to our dear mentors, I look forward to continuing that in the near future. Dr. Brenda Clare, Dr. Maria Oriaki, and Dr. Linda Davis. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. And that dream must certainly be fulfilled by the dreamer. It is now my deep honor to introduce to this nation the dream, the launch of two transformative programs. The 18-month practical nursing program, formerly known as the Trained Clinical Nurse Program. Students enrolled in the Bahamas Baptist University will have the option to complete the Associate of Science in Health Sciences, a long-awaited bridge program allowing LPNs who graduate from this institution to transition seamlessly into the RN program and graduate 3 years instead of 4.5 years, only at BBUC. Another round of applause for the Bachelor of Pharmacy, a 2+2 professional program that prepares our students to become homegrown pharmacists that will lead in medication preparation and regulation in this country. Awaiting NACOB and the Council approvals are an additional first for this nation. 6 associate degrees in allied health programs namely the Health Information Technology Program, the Occupational and Physical Therapy Program, the Medical Laboratory Technology Program, the Surgical Technician Technology Program, the X-ray Technology Program. These programs are not only first for this institution, they are first for this country. For the first time, students in the Bahamas will be trained locally in these critical areas, helping to fill the gaps in our national healthcare system, reduce dependence on professionals, and expand access to parts to serve the people of the Bahamas. And we are not stopping here. BBUC will launch a Bachelor of Science in Meteorology and Atmospheric Science, a rare and timely program that prepares Bahamians at the forefront of climate change and environmental resilience and disaster preparedness in our region. Our representative, Dr. Roloff, is here from Colorado. Give us a wave. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans to give you a future, plans to give you hope. As we celebrate 30 years of service this year, Bahamas Baptist University continues to evolve with purpose. We are a private institution, but our mission is powerful. We exist for the people in this country. And today, I boldly call on each of you. In a few minutes, you will receive an index card. So listen to this sentence very carefully. I boldly call on each of you who will be holding those index cards. Our community, our government, our alumni, and our private partners to invest in Bahamians, invest in our healthcare, invest in the future. Last, this moment would not be possible without the leadership of our partners in the Ministry of Health and the enduring support of the convention. And so with a full heart, I welcome you to witness what happens when vision meets action, when prayer meets persistence, and when dreams meet opportunity. It is now my privilege to introduce someone whose leadership and support has helped bring this dream to reality and vision to life. Please stand as we welcome the Honorable Dr. Michael Davil, the Minister of Health and Wellness. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Other than the keynote speaker, which is Professor Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, who is the president of the Bahamas Baptist University College, being able to tell us about these things. We're still down here. Dr. Davil is being able to bring some remarks and talk about these things. Guys, we got another 15, maybe even 20 minutes out here. But if you're down here and you want to be able to peek in and see exactly what's what, we'd love you to join us. We are just across the street on Prince Charles, just across the street to that left, right there by the plaza where there's Kentucky and Burger King. I call her name more. My God, they might have to send me a check today. So let's be able to get down here and enjoy yourself. We're going to be here for another few minutes. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world.
Cleveland Clinic.
Throughout history, from bartering in ancient markets to the invention of paper currency, convenience has been at the heart of the way we pay. As time marched on, so have we, from barter to cash and cash to digital. Whether you pay with an online bank transfer, digital wallet, or contactless card, with digital payments, options abound. The world never stops evolving, and neither should you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose convenience. The future of pay is digital. Visit us online at livedigitalbahamas.com and on social media.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now, 326 EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. We are down here with the Bahamas Baptist University College, being able to have a great time, great opportunity to be able to find out exactly what's what. We're here with the president of the BBMEC and also the president of the Christian Council. He has several portfolios today. He's being able to talk to us more specifically of what's happening here at the Bahamas Baptist University College. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to a friend. He started off my little podcast with me, and I'm grateful that he's here with us, right here in the yard.
Right here on the porch.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, talking with none other than Reverend Dr. Dalton Fernando. My brother, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, and it's a privilege to be with you, Grant, right on the porch where we all started.
Right on the porch. It's a wonderful thing that we can be able to be out here. Now, talk to me about this, because I saw you gave sort of a warm welcome and sort of an introduction to these particular things. Talk to me about what this means after 30 years pushing as an organization outside of the entity of government,
yes,
but being able to tap into it, to pull together what is needed for the community. What does this mean for you?
For me, as the 12th president and the journey you've heard expounded by the other presidents who spoke, it is a coming together of a vision. 30 years ago, the Reverend Dr. C.W. Sanders gave birth to the college aspect and the new high school that is the C.W. Sanders. One of the things we have been about as Baptists is solving problems that we brought about. The Jordan Prince William, named after a free black slave, they needed more opportunities for black Bahamians to have access to education. It is still, we just had the report today, both of our institutions are still on the top 10. And it's the most affordable education in the country from our high school. Now we're producing at our university, we're solving the problem of producing more nurses. And we're working with the problem of launching a pharmacy program that is local. And so these two programs tied in and accredited by the accreditation body, because we are an accredited university here. And we have Dr. Adley, who's Dr. Smith, who leads this from a academic perspective.
She really does lead it now.
No, she hands on.
How are we going to do this? Okay.
But what we are at now is solving problems. We're making room. And then you heard also later on, we're going to announce our partnership with the Atmospheric. The University of Colorado is here today. We are moving. It's a privilege to be the 12th president, and this happening under my tenure. But it's just
a whole tribe, 12. I said, preach, you're going to calm down.
Well, you know, 12 is my number. Yeah. And those who know me, you know exactly what I'm saying. But in the midst of solving problems, we're collaborating. You can't compete with free. There's a free education at the University of the Bahamas. So we had to figure out niches. We had to place those places that we could provide, that only UB could, that only we could provide here at the Baptist, the Bahamas Baptist University College. Niches that were unique, niches that were done with a certain effort in mind. And so the government is saying they're partnering with us, we're educating, and nearly all of these participants will have jobs.
I like that. How many do you have today? 50?
50 today, but they've committed to 150 persons to be trained through this program.
This is an excellent thing. I want to be able to commend you, even in the last moments of this. I know that there is a level of enthusiasm out here. And as I listen on and listen into these particular things, I don't know why I never seem to ask you for scholarship for my children, all and then graduate from Jordan Princeton. I can be right here on June 11th.
And this is what we
need
to do.
I got one, two more to go.
This is what we need to do. We need to tell our story. No, I was in a room. I'm always amazed. I'm in the room. I was advocating for some stuff, some of the stuff we're rolling out. And when I was done, the amount of ministers, the amount of people in the room who said, I graduated from Jordan.
Jordan Princeton.
I did, you know, and so we have to tap into that, and we need to lift the pride of being Baptist and coming out of our institution, because you are making a difference in our country.
Absolutely.
We're proud of you.
Absolutely.
We're glad. I think 2024, we heard the report today, one of our young men, 7 A's, 3 B's.
What?
I'm telling you, from Jordan Prince Williams.
Listen, I remember at one point our prime minister was sitting there, former prime minister, was standing in, I think he was at a church, and he said, you have 7 A's. And said, well, why do you have a scholarship? I think you got to be more proactive with those students who've committed themselves to education and committed themselves to this path. We have to find a way to help them to ascend. So I like to hear you talk about that.
What we're doing is, like, we're taking our institution and we're trying to make one of them might be a STEM program. I don't want to say which one because I get in trouble with my principals. But one might be a STEM program that feeds this. I mean, more than what we're launching today. As you heard the president, we got 7 more programs that we are launching in partnership with some very, very technical-minded companies in the Bahamas that need more laborers.
I like it.
And we're going to produce them. Our young people that come out of our institution and the nation at large, we want to say, take and see what Baptist is doing. Obviously, I'm singing the banner of Baptist because that's what I am today. I'm the president of Baptist. And I want to say that someone said to us today that sometimes what people say and see of us doesn't align with who we are. This is a multi-billion dollar mega movement that has been making a difference from day one, so that young men who could not get an institution, because we started at all men, young women who could not get in other institutions, got into our institutions, were prepared and went all around the world and came back. Our president is an example. Came back to lead an institution and make a difference in our country.
I like that. I like that, and I worry about it because, you know, we're getting ready to wrap up the show. But you snuck in with Bishop Delton Ellis on my show when I wasn't there, sitting there with Herbie Spain, right? I was someplace in the United States of America, and I got to listen into this. I said, I didn't know he was going to be in there. But you got to come in and sit down with us on the foundation and tell us about sort of the new dispensation. I think it's important we find out how do we realign ourselves with our goals and faith, with our goals and conviction, with our goals that we're anchored in the direction that
I'm going to touch it in my national address tonight, that we are problem solvers. The church will no longer complain. We will try to fix.
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for being able to tune in with us today here on the foundation. This has been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We get to hear from all those particular persons. I want to thank the minister for being able to sit with us. I want to thank the president right here, Delton Fernandez, being able to sit down with us and have a good conversation about what our expectations can be from the Bahamas Baptist University College. Remember we said this. Remember idea. When I started to look for colleges for my children, I tried to be able to do all kind of studies to find out whether or not this was anything occultic, whether or not this was anything, whether or not they had anything going contrary to the convictions that we have in our faith. You know, who is he going to be exposed to? What are the groupings? This is what I'm studying. But, you know, we know the Bahamas Baptist University College.
Yes.
We know their faith. The kids are ready to know that. We know Jordan Princeville. We know all these particular things. And they're anchored in conviction. And so we're grateful that they're expanding themselves and finding opportunities to be able to allow persons to be able to join in. And I got to come up with all that. They talk to us also that even if you're paying, there is flexibility that exists in this space. So they want to accommodate you at every juncture, at every point and pivot to ensure that you can be successful in those areas. I got to commend you for that.
Pray for us. This is what we're known for. Actually, that's why I'm saying that those who know. Baptist has always been a people's generation. Like I said, we are the lowest for a reason, because we know the clientele we are trying to reach. We're trying to reach the least and the likely so that they can come in and get a
great. Important that you could be able to do that, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great opportunity, great education, great access to be able to do these things. I got to let you know the numbers again, just in case you weren't listening and you didn't pick it up. We're down here. We're located right off Prince Charles. If you take that left, just as you get to the plaza, you take that left right there on the southern side, you're going to be able to see us tucked away and being able to have these things. So I got to tell you this. The numbers that you can dial for them are 396-8423. That's 396-8423 to find out more information of the Bahamas, Baptist University College and talking about those things. Like I said, Bishop, I want to thank you so much for being able to sit with me, my brother. And I'm looking forward to great things that you're going to be doing in this particular, in the vineyard. And so we want to talk more about that and really be able to let persons know. Because they like to tell me, the church, I sure you hate them. How are the church? So come and tell us what the church is doing.
Amen.
As we're doing those particular things. Thank you so much, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you tomorrow right here on the Foundation.
The Foundation.